So we initially had some unusual findings in a previous survey of these species of bivalve that are known to only occur in association with so-called cold seepage environments, which is where you have fluid seepage associated with hydrocarbons coming out of the seafloor and generating an ecosystem based on chemosynthetic bacteria.
So these bivalves, absolutely typical of that kind of environment?
Yeah, exactly. And we didn't know what they were originally, but through a network of colleagues, we established that that's what they were of this particular type. These cold seeps are very interesting areas. They're sites of high endemicity and biodiversity. We were keen to go back and try and verify whether this really was a cold seep or whether it was perhaps some minor feature on the seabed. And so together with colleagues at MASS, including SAMS, Ocean Lab and British Geological Survey, we set about looking at funding streams for this and eventually got successful with an offer through Marine Scotland to use their research vessel Scotia under the consortium of the MASS Deep Sea Forum.
And of course, the really exciting thing about this is that, as far as anybody knew up to this point, these kind of seeps did not exist around the British Isles.
No, not at all. And, you know, the nearest ones are in the north of Norway or down in the Gulf of Cadiz off the south of Spain. So you're talking thousands of kilometres distance.
Okay, so you went out there and quite a cruise. It's quite a long way out.
Yeah, it is. It's approximately, 500 miles from Aberdeen. It's about 400 miles west of the British Isles. It's actually in international waters, but in UK seabed territory. So it took us the best part of 2 full days to get there. And then the weather was favourable. We were able to get the cameras overboard straight away. And bang, within 20 minutes, we'd seen what we were hoping to see, which was a very strange ecosystem down there. These kind of green and white patches, these strange pillow-like formations on the seafloor, and clearly something none of us had actually seen before. We continued on. We started deploying the other sampling techniques, the trawls and such like. But it was the next day, really, when things really got confirmed that we were onto something particularly interesting, because we actually saw these vents coming out of the seabed. So there was sediment-rich fluid being emitted from the seafloor. And at that point, we thought, yep, so that's it. We didn't know what to expect, to be honest. Some cold seeps are metres wide, little pock marks. Others are kilometres long. And so in our case, this one happens to be a larger feature. However, we did have a pretty good idea where to look. And when you've spent the best part of a decade working out in these areas and understanding where features lie in relation to the seabed topography, I was pretty confident that we'd actually find something within the survey.
But it is a bit like finding the lost world. It must have been an amazing moment.
Yeah, we were excited, you know, and it's, you know, the atmosphere on the ship was one of genuine excitement. People were, you know, every time a core came back, every time the video came back up, downloaded, looked at the images, it was like, you know, a real atmosphere of excitement.
Fascinating, scientifically really interesting. Why should we be excited about this? I mean, it's a new ecosystem off the UK coast, which is amazing. Is there anything else about these things? Selfishly, are there any economic benefits, for example?
For sure, these seeps are associated with hydrocarbons, so there is potential hydrocarbon within the rock formations there. Whether that's commercially viable, carbon salt, we just simply don't know. But yeah, potentially there may be in the future hydrocarbon oil extraction, gas extraction interest in areas such as this. And these have certainly been used as indicators in the past to find where natural hydrocarbon reservoirs are.
So you must have the bit between your teeth. What's next? Are you going back?
There's no immediate plans for a kind of dedicated survey like this, but we regularly visit the Rockall area in our fisheries research surveys. So we'll probably do something next year on a smaller scale, try to establish the more northerly extent of where the seep goes. But the longer term plan would be now to take this whole thing to a new level, get a serious geophysical survey done of the area, look at sub-bottom profiling, multi-beam map the entire seabed around this area, and hopefully get into very specific targeted sampling using the likes of remote operated vehicles and be able to get that confirmation of that fluid what its chemical composition is, whether there are hydrocarbons associated with it.